You're listening to the Bears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down.
Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. I'll be your host for this episode, Will Ingles, and we are here for a very special episode that can be summed up in four words. The holdout is over. The Chicago Bears and Roquan Smith finally came to terms on an $18.477 million contract with an $11.518 million signing bonus, all guaranteed. The holdout lasted 29 days, 15 practices, and two preseason games. But the Chicago Bears and all of their fans will finally get to see the shiny new toy that they brought in with the first round of the 2018 NFL Draft. Today, we'll be going over two things. What was the holdup? And what happens now, or so what? When it comes to dissecting why exactly Roquan Smith was out for so long and his agency was arguing with the Chicago Bears, has to do with the language in his contract regarding guaranteed money in case of a suspension. When you look at overall NFL news, cornerback Jalen Ramsey of the Jaguars was recently suspended due to an altercation with local media, as well as conduct detrimental to the team. Due to his suspension from the team, the Jaguars are now allowed to take away some of his guaranteed money due to the suspension. The Jaguars have opted not to do this, but the fact that this ability exists for the Jaguars to do is exactly what Roquan Smith was arguing against. Originally, it was believed this only pertained to the new helmet rule contact, which Roquan Smith would be extremely vulnerable of due to his position at linebacker and the amount of hits he will make. It has come out recently that many believe that the issue expanded further out than that, including disciplinary issues as well as potential things such as domestic violence or marijuana. There's no specifics as to whether those are the exact things, but it is hinted at that Roquan Smith wanted those protections to be further than just the helmet rule. Now, the question of who caved to me is inconsequential and also unknown. No one knows whether the Chicago Bears opted to bring that language into the contract or whether Roquan Smith said enough is enough, I just want to play. But the question I would ask is, does it matter? The Bears finally get their first round pick in action. He will probably be able to at least have some playing time in week one. He'll be up to speed enough on the defense. And for Roquan Smith, he at least, to most people's knowledge, is protected from the helmet rule, taking any of his guaranteed money away in the event of a suspension. Now that we've gone over what the holdup was, let's move on to so what, or what happens next. Roquan Smith will be available to the media later today around noon after practice at Hallis Hall. That'll be an interesting event to see exactly how he responds to the media, how well does he do in front of the cameras. It'll be interesting to see how the national media exactly ask questions of Roquan Smith and how receptive he is to it. It'll be telling of who he is as a player and kind of who he is as a person, because there's definitely a little bit of ill will towards fans at this point. No one likes a holdout, especially in a blue-collar city like Chicago. It's very much a bring your lunch pail to work and just put your head down and get your work done. No need to argue over a contract. We'll see how he not exactly wins over fans in this press conference, because if you ask me, I think he wins over fans with this play on the field, and that's exactly why he was drafted to Chicago in the first place. But nonetheless, I think this will be an interesting press conference to watch. Additionally, we have to talk about his reps in the coming preseason games. Many believe that Roquan Smith will take at least a few reps in the coming preseason game against the Denver Broncos, and he will obviously be taking a lot of reps in practice to try to get him back up to speed after missing the last 15 practices. However, there's no telling exactly how long this might take. There were some rumors, I can't remember who exactly said the quote, but it was said that Roquan Smith has nearly mastered the defense. as a college football player myself who is going through training camp and learning a playbook, I have to say that's complete and utter bullcrap. I don't think that Roquan Smith has mastered this defense. He might understand some of the base terminology and some of the concepts, but to go out and say that he's mastered the defense, I think is giving him a little too much credit to this point. No matter how football savvy he is, the only way that you learn a defense and play fast is by knowing your assignment inside and out. And this man has not been with the Chicago Bears for nearly a month. I don't think that you can just make up that speed going onto the field, even just looking at your playbook night in and night out. You need the on-the-field reps to see how plays and defenses can develop to certain schemes and concepts. So to that point, there's no telling how long it'll take Roquan Smith. My assumption would be it takes about 3 weeks before he can realistically run with the ones without looking, obviously, a step slow. So the question is, when exactly can he start with the ones? My guess would be week two or three. I think we will see a lot of Roquan Smith against Green Bay in week one, especially due to the fact that he is a very fast player sideline to sideline. And if there's something that the Packers like to do, it's to stretch teams from sideline to sideline. Whether that's quick screens, whether that's quick pitches, likely with Ty Montgomery and running back due to the suspension of Aaron Jones, I like the chances of seeing Roquan Smith probably between 50 to 60% of snaps if I had to speculate for week one. Of course, there is a lot of time in between there, a lot of practices, and a few preseason games as well. But I do feel very confident in saying that Roquan Smith will play a lot in week one. It's just a question of how much. And is it possible that he starts? Yes, if he knocks these preseason games out of the water, if he really impresses the coaches in training camp, sorry, not training camp, but practices from here on out, it's possible that he starts week one. And that's what's nice that he signed, at least at this point. Of course, it would have been ideal if he was at camp the whole time and he was an unquestioned starter by now. But he has enough time to at least have a shot at being a week one starter, although I see it as unlikely. When you're a fast player such as Roquan Smith, and one of your best qualities is your overall speed, you don't play fast unless, like I said, you know your assignment inside and out. And in the NFL, if you're even a step behind what your full speed is, it's very obvious and it's very dangerous to the defense and honestly the whole team. I mentioned if Roquan Smith impresses the coaches, he could start week one. However, that brings a little interesting dynamic into this for me. How does Vic Fangio respond to Roquan Smith coming into camp? Of course, he's the first round pick. He's not going to be completely ignored. But I want to recount exactly what happened to Kyle Fuller during the 2016 season when he was injured for the whole year. There was a lot of people saying that he was in Vic Fangio's doghouse. And Vic Fangio is a very open book when he's presented to the media. And it was clear that he was disappointed in Kyle Fuller. Now, how exactly was Kyle Fuller injured? Was he dogging it? Was he just trying to stay out for the rest of the year and not trying to push to get back? No one knows. However, Vic Fangio definitely isn't going to be someone who pats Roquan Smith on the back and immediately hands him the starting position. He's going to have to earn that position, and I don't think he's exactly going to be on Vic Fangio's nice side for the majority of camp, for the majority of the coming practices and preseason games. Roquan Smith's going to have to earn a lot of stripes with Vic Fangio, and I don't think that's exactly going to be an easy relationship to mend, especially in a short time in Chicago, holding out for nearly a month and missing a ton of practice. That's not the way to adhere yourself to a guy like Vic Fangio. Do I think the relationship between them gets mended as Roquan Smith blossoms into the player I think we all believe we drafted in the first round? Yes, absolutely. However, it'll be an interesting dynamic to watch as the next few practices and preseason games go by. You know, if Roquan Smith makes a mistake, how do the two respond? How do the two have an open dialogue about how to fix it? That'll be something to watch. So that about wraps it up for us today. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the joint practices with the Chicago Bears and Denver Broncos. We will have some reports from there as Nicholas Moriano will be in Denver to watch those practices and bring you all the up-to-date coverage on that. Thanks for listening, and bear down, Chicago.